弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们先来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们又一次能够来到你的面前来敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for able to come before you to worship you.
主，谢谢你在以往过去对每一个主你儿女的带领。
We thank you for your guiding of each one of your children.
让每日都能够有你的同在。
So that we have your presence with us daily.
让我们能够每日跟你能够亲近。
So that we can also be quiet before you.
因为主，这是你给我们的特权。
Because this is a privilege you have given us.
主，让我们能够称呼你为阿爸父。
So that we may call you Abba Father.
天父，我们今天起来到你的面前，就求主你的圣灵，你的话语来引导我们每个人的心。
Father, we come to you today. May your spirit be with us in our hearts.
也透过你的话语，你的圣灵，你来改变我们的思想，来改变我们的生命。
Through your words and the spirit, you can change our words and our deeds.
我们谢谢恩主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们在祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray and ask in the precious name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
上周呢的一大新闻就是老布什总统去世。
And the last week, the news was the death of President George H.W. Bush.
那么美国呢为这位伟大的总统举行了国葬。
So the whole United States and mourned for his passing.
那我们从各种的渠道中了解了很多关于布什总统的故事。
Through all different kinds of a medium, we learned a lot of stories about President Bush.
那么其中有个故事，其实是关于他与这个感恩节的一些关系。
One of the stories about him during the Thanksgiving.
那我们刚刚过了感恩节。
We have just passed the Thanksgiving.
那么其实自从1989年，那么我们知道历届的美国总统呢，都会在感恩节赦免一只火鸡。
Since 1989, every year on Thanksgiving Day, the president will pardon one turkey.
那么这个赦免火鸡的传统呢，就是从老布什总统开始。
So this tradition started with George Bush the 31st.
那么当时呢？布什总统他在他的赦免仪式上，火鸡的赦免仪式上这样说的
：“The day when he pardoned the turkey, he said this.
他说，我向大家保证
，I guarantee to you all.
他说，这只火鸡不会成为任何人的盘中餐。
So this turkey shall never be on anyone's table.
所以他被总统特赦
，He has been pardoned by the president.”
那么根据美国国家火鸡协会的统计
According to the Turkey Association's statistics
那么这个今年的感恩节呢大约有4600万只火鸡被杀
So this year they killed about 46 million turkeys
那么可能我们在人看来了每只被总统所赦免的火鸡呢都是幸运的
So from our viewpoint, every turkey that was pardoned by the president is pretty lucky.
因为他们是被总统从几千万只火鸡中拯救出来的。
So they were chosen from millions of turkey.
那么其实呢，对我们每一个蒙恩得救的人来说
，So for each one of us who were blessed,
如果不是神白白的恩典，我们的结局可能还不如这些火鸡。
If not because the free grace we received, we may not even be better than the turkey.
那么堕落的人类本该有什么结局呢
？What should happen to those of us who are depraved?
那我们现在学习的小妖女问答的19问给我们回答了这个问题。
In our short catechism, the number 19 question is this.
那么他告诉我们说，全人类堕落，丧失了与神的交通。
So all humankind fall and lost communion with God，
并处于他的愤怒和咒诅之下。
and were put under his curse and the wrath.
因此呢，当受今生的一切痛苦。
Therefore, they will suffer all the pains of this life.
死亡和地狱永远的苦楚。
And the eternal suffering of death and the Sheol.
所以透过这些话语呢，我们可以知道，我们如果没有神的恩典的拯救，我们是一个什么样的结局。
So from this we know what we would be like without any deliverance from the Lord.
那是在地狱永远的苦楚。
So we shall have eternal suffering in Sheol.
然而，神因着他的怜悯和他的慈爱。
Because of God's mercy and love,
他为所有诚心信靠耶稣基督的人给我们预备了救主。
He has prepared for all those who trust in Jesus as Savior.
使他们不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that we shall never perish, but have eternal life.
那么在今天的信息中呢，保罗也再次的提醒以弗所的信徒。
Today in the passage,Paul once again reminded the believers of Ephesus.
那么不要忘记他们得救前的光景。
Don't forget what their previous circumstances before salvation.
其实他也同时告诉我们今天的读者。
Also tell us the readers of today.
我们过去也是外邦人，远离神。
We were once Gentiles, far from God.
我们像以弗所信徒一样，在耶稣基督。宝血中才得以与神亲近。
So just like the believers in Ephesus, we were saved in the precious blood of Jesus.
才与神的关系重新和好。
So we can be reconciled with God.
那么不但脱离了地狱的永远的苦楚，而且呢有永生的盼望。
Not only we can avoid the eternal suffering from Sheol, we can be with God.
那么我想从三方面跟大家分享这段信息。
So today we're going to study this passage from three different perspectives.
那我们从前呢是都也是外邦人。
Once we were Gentiles.
我们也都曾经是远离神的人。
We were all apart from God.
但是我们现在都是蒙恩得救的人。
But now we are blessed and saved.
我们先看第一方面，就是我们从前呢是外邦人。
So we look the first.We were once Gentiles.
那么在第十一节
In the verse 11.
那么其实呢我们在前面二章一到十节那么保罗就提醒以弗所的信徒不要忘记他们过去的本性。
So from verse 1 through verse 10, Paul reminded the Ephesians, don't forget what they were like.
那么他们从前呢是跟随魔鬼撒旦发出肉体的情欲背虐神的人。
Once they were following Satan and indulged in their own fleshly desire.
那么神因着他的恩典呢，把所有信靠耶稣基督的人从这个魔鬼撒旦的权势之下和他们的这个自我的情欲中、肉体的情欲中拯救出来。
Because of God's grace, people were delivered from their own self-indulgence.
那么赐给我们一个新的生命。
And has given us a new life.
那么使我们可以行善，能够做神讨神喜悦的事情。
So that we can do good and be pleasing to God.
那么今天的信息呢？保罗是从以弗所的信徒过去与犹太人以及神的关系上。
Today's passage, Paul is focusing on the Ephesians' previous relationship with God.
那么再次提醒他们不要忘记。
Once again, remind them, don't forget.
那么我们从前也是外邦人，是远离神，也是没有神的，与和神是没有任何关系的人。
Once they were Gentiles and apart from God, have no relationship with Him.
所以十一节这样说，他说：“所以你们应当纪念你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没有受隔离的。”这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受隔离之人所起的。
Verse 11, Therefore, remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh called the uncircumcision, by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands.
那我们其实平时讲话，我们也常常说起本地人或者是外地人。
So often when we talk, we say that I am a native or I'm an outsider.
那我听一些人说，凡是是从大陆去台湾的人，那么这些台湾本地人呢，就叫他们是外地人。
So for those who immigrate from mainland China to Taiwan, they were called by the Taiwanese. They are the outsiders.
那么其实好多的北京本地人，也把全国各地的人去北京的都叫做外地人。
So many natives of Beijing call those who come from outside Beijing as outsiders.
那么这里的是说外邦人。
Here we call Gentiles.
那么外邦人呢，乃是犹太人对所有这个身体上没有受隔离的人的总称。
So Gentile is a name the Jewish called the people who are not circumcised.
所以它不是按这个地域这个来分的，乃是按他们一个人身上的一个记号来分的。
It's not classified under geographic boundaries, but by the mark of the body.
那么他们犹太人认为呢，只有他们才是神的选民。
The Jewish people only think themselves as the chosen people.
那么是神被神分别为圣的。
And was set apart by God.
所以他们是一组与神有特殊关系的人。
So they think they have a special relationship with God.
而其他人呢，都被排除在外，都被看作是污秽不洁的人。
So they have rejected all the other people. They consider them as dirty.
所以犹太人有这样的观念，那是因为他们认为他们遵守了这个他们的先祖亚伯拉罕与神与他所立的约。
The only they think that way because they have obeyed the covenant between God and Abraham.
因为他们每个男子出生后呢，都行了隔离。
Because all the male people were circumcised.
那么在创世纪的十七章九到十节，他这样告诉我们，神这样对亚伯拉罕说，你和你的后裔必世世代代遵守我的约，你们所有的男子都要受隔离，这就是我与你并你的后裔所立的约，是你们所当遵守的。
In Genesis 17 verse 9 and 10, and God said to Abraham, as for youYou shall keep my covenant, you and your offspring after you, throughout their generations. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your offspring after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised.
所以呢，我们平时也称邦或者是国，邦国。
Oh, it doesn't matter which.Country which tribe you belong to.
那么这个其实这里面就是在犹太人的心目中呢，他们其实就是可能认为这个里面已经有了神的国度的概念。
From what the Jewish thinking, they have the concept of the kingdom.
所以也就是说，他们可能就是觉得他们才是神国度的人，而我们这些都是外不属于神国度的人。
So they believe they are the only ones that belong to God's kingdom.
那么保罗呢，也是让以弗所的信徒能够知道。
Paul also wants the Ephesians to know.
那么犹太人这样的来鄙视他们。
This is the way the Jews are thinking of them.
称他们是外邦人。
Consider them as Gentiles.
那么这里我们也看到了保罗把自己和那些就是肉身上受隔离的这些犹太教的这个信徒分开了。
We know Paul also separated himself from those Judaizers who were circumcised.
那么因为保罗他深深的知道
，Paul knew，
因为那些没有改信耶稣基督的犹太人的这些犹太信徒
，For those Judaizers.People who do not believe in Jesus.
那么他们以为呢，靠行律法的一些礼仪就能与神建立一种特殊关系。
They think they can establish a special relationship with God simply by following the law.
所以保罗在这里呢，让以弗所人应该明白。
So Paul teaches the Ephesians they should understand such.
这样的想法是不对的。
This is not the right kind of thinking.
那么真正能与神建立关系的，不是人手所行的外在的肉体的隔离。
So, to be able to have relationship with God doesn't depend on the external circumcision.
乃是靠着神的大能进行了内心的隔离。
It has to be the circumcision done by God's power in the hearts.
也就是圣灵的重生。
So it's a regeneration by the Spirit.
这是一个新的生命的诞生。
So that is the birth of a new life.
不仅仅是在身上的一个记号。
It's not only just a mark on the body.
那么在哥罗西书二章十一节，保罗这样的告诉哥罗西的信徒。
In Colossians 2:11,
那么他说。你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的隔离，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的隔离。
In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ.
那么在罗马书的二章二十八到二十九节前半部分，保罗也告诉罗马的这些基督徒。
In Romans 2:28 and the first half of 29.
那么他说，因为外面做犹太人的不是真犹太人，外面肉身的隔离也不是真隔离，唯有里面做的才是真犹太人，真隔离也是心里的，在乎灵，不在乎仪文。
For no one is a Jew who is merely one outwardly.Nor is circumcision outward and physical, but a Jew is one inwardly, and circumcision is a matter of the heart by the Spirit, not by the letter. His praise is not from man, but from God.
所以保罗呢是让这些以弗所的信徒知道呢，尽管犹太人轻看他们是未受隔离的外邦人。
So Paul told those Ephesians, even though the Jewish people despised them as Gentiles,
然而呢，神却为他们行了内心的隔离。
But God has performed the circumcision of the heart,
给了他们新的生命。
Had given them the new life,
所以他们才是真正属于神国度的人。
So they were the true people belong to the kingdom.
所以他们要为神给他们这个这种的伟大的救恩，要常常来感谢神。
So they should thank God for this great salvation.
那么我介绍了这些被犹太人看作外邦这些以弗所人被看为外邦人以后呢，他又提醒我们。
Once he has talked about the Gentiles.Of the Ephesians, again he reminded us.
那就是说，我们曾经其实也是远离神的人。
So we once were apart from God.
那么在这十二节这样讲，他说：“那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。”
Verse 12. Remember that you were at that time.Separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and the strangers to the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
那么保罗呢，在这里呢，从几个方面来说明我们信主之前乃是远离神的人。
So Paul has talked about us in many different ways that we were.Apart from God before we were saved.
所以这里他首先说我们与基督无关。
We have no relationship with Christ.
那么前面的这信息呢也告诉我们。
The previous message also told us.
那么神给我们预备了各样属灵的福气，其实都是在耶稣基督里赐给我们的。
So God has prepared us many spiritual gifts, but they were all prepared in Christ.Jesus Christ.
那么神也是通过耶稣基督把我们从罪恶过犯中拯救出来的。
So God saved us from our transgressions through Jesus Christ.
所以呢，与基督的关系乃是一个人与神的关系的一个最重要的一个部分。
So our relationship with Jesus is the most important relationship with God.
但是我们要知道呢，但是在福音来到这个世界上之前
，before the gospel came.
那么只有犹太人他们才能够从旧约的圣经中知道神为他们预备了弥赛亚。
Only the Jews can know from the Old Testament that God has prepared for them a Messiah.
也就是基督将来要来拯救他们。
So that is the Christ who is coming.
所以要知道呢，在保罗写这封信的时候
，We have to know when Paul was writing this letter.
那么福音书中只有马可福音才可能写成了。
At that time, the only gospel was finished was the gospel according to Mark.
但是这也不一定说这个福音书已经传到了以弗所。
But it doesn't mean that that book has reached Ephesus.
而马太福音和路加福音呢还没有写完。
And the Matthew and Luke both gospel had not been finished.
而约翰福音更是在这个写以弗所书的20年之后他才完成。
So the gospel according to John was completed 20 years after Ephesus.
所以呢，也就是没有旧约圣经的这些外邦人，完全是没有基督的这个概念的。
So when those Gentiles who does not have the Bible, they have no concept of Christ.
所以就是说，他们与犹太人所盼望的那一位其实毫无关系。
So they have no relationship with the one that was anticipated by the Jews.
那么另外呢，在旧约时代。
But in the time of Old Testament,
那么神透过与以色列人的列祖这些亚伯拉罕、摩西或者大卫立约。
So God through His covenant with the patriarchs of Jewish people,
那么让他们告诉以色列的国民
，told them to tell the Israelites.
只有他们按照这些约里面的规矩行事，才可以得到神在约里面给他们的应许。
Only by following the covenant, they can receive the blessing of the covenant.
而这些约呢，使以色列人能够与神建立起一种蒙恩典的一种特殊的关系。
So this covenant is one of the special way the Israelites can receive blessing from God.
所以以至于他们呢，能够有这种得到拯救，还有将来盼望的这种的期望。
So this is the hope for their future deliverance and survival.
那么外邦人呢与以色列人呢，他们相互隔离。
So we know that the both the Gentiles and the Israelites receive a circumcision.
所以他们很难知道听到这些约里面是一些什么内容。
So they do not know the content of the covenant.
所以说这些约呢对他们。来说是没有与他们没有任何关系的。
So they have no relationship with the covenant.
所以他们被称为是排除在外的，就像局外人。
So they were considered to be as outsiders.
所以呢，虽然以色列人也达不到神在这些约里面所要求他们所做的。
Even though the Israelites cannot fulfill all the things required by the covenant.
但是因为以色列人他们有他们的旧约圣经，所以他们还是可以从这些经文之中能够看到他们将来的盼望。
But because they have the Old Testament, they can see the hope in the book.
那么在耶利米书的31章33到34节这样讲。
In Jeremiah chapter 31:33-34.
对，那么他这里耶和华说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说，你该认识耶和华，因为他们从最小到至大的都必认识我。我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪恶。这是耶和华说的。
Jeremiah 31:33. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, declares the Lord, I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord.For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity,
and I will remember their sin no more.
所以呢，这些话呢，只有这些领受了旧约的这些以色列人，这些犹太人，他们才能知道。
So those words, only those Israelites can know.
然而呢，对于那些还没有听到福音的这些外邦人来说，因为他们看不到旧约圣经，那么对这些是一无所知的。
So for those Gentiles who has no gospel and who do not have a Bible, they are strangers.
所以在福音书传到他们那里之前，他们是在一种绝望 和没有神的境况中。
Before the gospel reached them, they were hopeless in their lives.
虽然他们自己不一定有这种感受。
But they may not have that kind of a feeling.
但是在保罗和其他蒙得救的这些基督徒眼里，那么外邦人与神的关系就是这样子。
But in those Israelites and Paul, the situation of the Gentile just like that.
那么其实现在也是一样的。那么不信耶稣的或者没有听到福音的人，那么他们不知道自己将来离开这个世界会有什么样的结局。
It's the same as today. For those who do not know the gospel, they do know what the future holds.
所以他们也就没有感觉到是有什么绝望。
So they do not feel any kind of helplessness.
但是作为基督徒，我们知道，那么不信主的人如果一直不信下去，他们的结局是什么样。
So as a Christian, we know if you continue not to believe, we know what's going to happen to them.
所以我们才会去激励把福音传给那些没有听到福音的人，或者那些还没有信的人。
That's why we work hard to try to spread the gospel to those who have not heard it.
那么这里保罗呢，不但提醒以弗所的信徒不要忘记他们过去与基督无关，并且呢，与没有神的这种绝望的境况。
So, Paul remind the Ephesians they were once have no relationship with Christ.
那么他同时呢，也让他们知道了，他们从来不会从信到信，也让他们知道，他们从信不从不信到信，那是一个生命是一个何等大的变化。
So also to let them know what a great change it was when they changed from.Unbelief to believe.
所以这些不但对于以弗所的信徒一样，对于你我，我们这样的我们在座的基督徒也同样如此。
This is also true for us today.
那么这也就是这个下最后一部分讲的，就是我们现在其实是蒙恩得救的人。
So this is the third perspective.
那么就十三节这样告诉我们，他们说。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得清净了。
Verse 13, But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
那么其实对以弗所的信徒来说，一切都与过去不同了。
So for Ephesians,Everything is different from the past.
那么他们由过去的与基督无关，变成现在在耶稣基督里。
They changed from have no relationship with Christ, and now they are in Christ.
那么他们过去远离神，没有神，现在却是与神有了亲密的关系。
Once they were apart from God, now they have an intimate relationship with God.
那么这是因为呢，他们因为信了耶稣而能够。得到了神在万事之前就给他们预备的这个救恩。
So this is because they believed in Jesus, therefore they received the salvation that God has prepared for them in ages past.
而这是基督耶稣的死导致了这种关系的发生。
And this is also caused by the death of Jesus Christ.
那么我们呢，是因为我们的罪其实是破坏了我们与神的这种关系。
Our sin has destroyed our relationship with God.
所以才从过去，那么神创造人的起初状况，那么跟神亲密的关系才变成了跟神远离的关系。
So we also changed from having good relationship with God in the past to the point that we do not have.
所以要想恢复这种关系呢，我们必须解决一个罪的问题。
In order to recover from that, we have to solve the problem of sin.
那么同时也要满足神的公义。
We have also to satisfy God's justice.
而能够完成这项工作的只有耶稣基督。
Only Christ can accomplish this.
因为呢，他是完全的人，他也是完全的神。
Because he is fully human and fully divine.
因为只有一个无罪的基督才能担当所有信他之人的罪。
Only a sinless Christ can take on all the sins of man.
那么在十字架上为我们受死
and died for us on the cross.
那么成全律法
and fulfill the law.
才能够满足神的公义
and satisfy God's righteousness.
那么让那些信他的人才能够与神的关系得到和好
So those who believe in him can be reconciled with God.
因信他的名而得称为义，罪得以赦免。
So they can become righteous and sins forgiven by believing in him.
那么就像前面以弗所书一章七节讲到的，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，那是照他丰盛的恩典。
So it's just like verse 7, it says, In him we have redemption through his blood.The forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of His grace.
所以呢，我们是从不信的外邦人和没有神的人成为一个神的子民。
So we changed into God's children from once we were Gentiles and have no God.
所以这是完全是神白白给我们的恩典。
So this is a free grace from.Our God,
而且又是主耶稣亲自为我们成就的
and was accomplished by Lord Jesus.
那么在今天的信息中呢，保罗提醒以弗所的信徒以及所有这封信的有非犹太人的读者。
So in today's message, that Paul reminds the Ephesians and all the people who read this epistle.
他们从前被犹太人轻看为外邦人。
Once again, they were despised by the Jewish as Gentiles.
在没有听到福音之前是远离神，没有神的人。
They did not have God, and apart from God, before they have heard the gospel.
那么是基督的血使他们因信他而他的名而得到改变。
Through Jesus' blood, they believed in Him. Therefore, they are changed.
是改变了他们绝望的处境。
So.Changed their situation of being hopeless.
所以成为在基督耶稣里能够亲近神的人。
So they can be near God in Christ.
其实我们每一个民族呢，都有一个值得骄傲的一方面。
Every race have something they can be proud of.
那么犹太人呢，就以他们是神的选民，有神赐他们的律法而骄傲。
So the Jews.Are proud of being the chosen people of God, and they have the law.
那我们过去也总以为我们是一个中国人而骄傲。
We were proud of being a Chinese.
那么一谈起我们是叶皇子孙，或者是有五千年的文明史，我们就觉得很了不起。
So we feel very great. We have a 5,000 years of a culture.
然而，就像一位这个基督徒的学者写说，他说：“然而呢，我们往往是看不到我们。”这个中华民族呢，其实是一个没有神也不敬畏神的一个民族。
Once somebody said that the Chinese has no God and they have not seen God.
那么，所以呢，我们行事为人呢，常常就不是以对错出发，而总是以利益出发。
So therefore, the way we do things is according to profit.
那么这就导致了我们呢不按照规则来行事情。
So it can cause us not to do things according to the rules.
而常常是以利益先行来行事。
They would do it according to where the benefits are.
那么其实现在呢，我们看到的这个，比方中美的贸易战了，其实就是这样爆发的。
So we can see this is the cause of the trade war between.China and United States.
那么本来这个世界贸易组织里面的成员呢，要遵守各样的这些贸易的法规。
So in those world organizations, they have to follow the rules and regulations.
也要尊重所有的这些知识产权。
So you have to respect all this copyrights.
然而呢，当这个中国政府加入世贸以后呢， 就是为了自己的利益，就不认真遵守世贸的法规。
So after the Chinese joined the organization, and they were concerned only their own profit.
而且也大量的盗窃知识产权，所以才导致现在受到这个美国的这个制裁。
So they certainly have offended, and the rules.
那么再举一个例子，就是那么美国呢，它有很多这种这个帮助贫困人的这些福利。
In the America, there are many policies that help the welfare of people.
那么符合这些条件的人人了，其实国家都可以让他们来享受。
Whoever qualify under the conditions, they can receive benefits.
但是呢，有一项法律的要求，就是申请人必须呢如实的来申报他们自己的财产或者是还有收入。
But the law requires the applicants has to be honestly submit their financial situation.
那么，如果我们中间有享受这些福利的这些弟兄姐妹们，那么请问您是不是如实的申报
？So, if we have people in our midst who are enjoying such a benefit,
那么我们没有信主之前呢，我们行事为人常常是以考虑自己的利益优先。
Before we are believers, we only consider our own benefit first.
那我们一旦蒙了神的恩典
，After we receive the blessings from God,
那么其实我们就是在基督里的人。
We have become in Christ.
是神的儿女，也是光明之子。
So we are God's children. We are also sons of light.
所以我们行事为人呢，就当从诚实无伪的心。
So as we do and things we ought to have an honest heart.
那么不再是从自我的利益出发
，no longer only consider our personal benefits，
而是从荣神益人出发来讨神的喜悦。
So we should do things to glorify God and helping others.
所以，当我们能在面对一些困难的这些决定或者是选择时
，when we make difficult decisions，
让我们常常问问我们自己。
So we should ask ourselves.
那我还是不是外邦人
？Am I still a Gentile?
那我与基督有关系吗
？Do I have a relationship with Christ?
我与神已经得亲近了吗
？Have I near God?
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，主来感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you and thank you.
我们谢谢你赐给我们主你的圣经。
Thank you for giving us your Bible.
让我们能够行事为人，能够有准则。
So that we have principles in our being.
也让我们能够在不明白的时候，能够靠在你圣灵的带领。
When we do not understand, we can follow the leading of the Bible.
主，我就求主你真的让我们每个你的儿女能够。真的是靠着你的恩典，能够行出主你让我们行的样式。
So we hope each one of us can live out the image of our Lord with your help.
我们知道我们都有自己的软弱。
We know we are all weak.
但是主你说你给我们的恩典够我们用。
But your grace is more than sufficient for us.
主就让我们靠着你的恩典，能够面对我们生命中所遭遇的一切的事情。
By your grace.We can face all things that happens in our life.
能够在凡事上讨主你的喜悦。
And all things we may be pleasing to you.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.